Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Eat MovieCast, episode 342. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneed.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
Yo.
And Tony Korkadakis.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 342. We are going to cover the coming soon, like the box office for the summer right here, because this is like the opening week in my mind. I know it starts a lot for a lot of people in April, but traditionally it's always been that.
They're trying to. Like, Fast and Furious started that trend, and then DC kind of moved into that field, but didn't really succeed all that well.
Yeah. I would say they definitely are attempting to move it to another month so they can make more money. But it really starts now, and we'll get into that shortly, but we're going to do a little box office. We'll get a couple movie news things out of the way, what we've been up to, and then we'll get into that. So, anyways, box office this week, Fate of the Furious was still number one. It wasn't up against anything else. It had free reign this week until what's coming up, which we'll get into as well.
The roads were empty?
Yeah, it was an easy path for them. Smooth sailing? Or would that? No, that wouldn't make sense. Smooth drive.
Cruise control?
I don't know how. Cruise control, yes! F8 cruise control. How to be a Latin Lovers 2?
What? Well, what the fuck is that? What the fuck was Latin Lovers 1? That sounds like a porn. Like, that seriously sounds like something I would see on, like, Spankwire. Like, oh, look, Latin Lovers.
Yes, okay.
Not that, you know, I visit that website or anything.
It brought in $12.3 million. So,
if it's a porn, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Bahubali.
What? 2. God bless you.
You look at the right list here, Jim. What the heck?
Top box office this week. Bahubali 2 at number 3 at $10.4 million. Then The Boss Baby and The Circle. That's the list. I mean, that is...
garbage.
Yeah, we don't really know anything about these movies, so... I don't know.
Toss I mean, the garbage. This week, where it
belongs. This week, we obviously
trash.
Yeah. Opening this week, we obviously have something big coming. We'll get to that into the summer movie preview that we have coming up. But first, let's go into what you've been up to here.
Let me go first.
Go ahead.
Fucking nothing. Video games.
You know, I just wanted to mention I started watching Food Wars, which I never saw the second part of that, I don't think. I got that cliffhanger where he fought the spice guy.
Yeah.
And then after that, I never watched it. So, yeah. So I just started watching that again. So that's...
Shokugeki.
Movie-wise, I haven't really seen anything I don't think this week to talk about, really. Nothing that stands out in my mind. Mike, anything for you?
I started to watch Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard, like, some weird stuff about that. Like, people love... It's a love-hate thing. It's a love-hate thing.
Well, the problem is, if you're... fan of some politics that don't believe in science, then you'll hate it. And that's on both sides of the spectrum, too.
Yeah.
But,
is the argument that he's not really a scientist?
No, he isn't really a scientist. Not necessarily in every field he's talking about, though, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I saw a couple of those. They were interesting.
Is Bill Nye the science guy, not Bill Nye the scientist?
But he is.
That's true.
But he is a scientist. Beekman, if you remember Beekman, he was just an actor. But Bill Nye.
The Muppets?
No, Beekman from Beekman's World. Not
Wasn't
Beaker.
There a Beekman from. Oh, okay.
Beekman's World was like. I was raised on Beekman. That's what I was.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, not Bill Nye. Beekman's World, honestly, when I was growing up because it was funnier.
I mean,
but Bill Nye is a little.
If you want to get me really old here, I watched Mr. Wizard. So.
I've only heard of Mr. Wizard, like,
and he was the original. He's the original, but
like, but yeah, the new Netflix show, Bill Nye. Check it out if you like Bill Nye or science or want to see what he's doing now.
I feel like Bill is like a little too clean, right?
Not anymore.
Like, I mean, there's got to be some fucking dirt on him. I'm sorry, like. There has to be some scandal that is just waiting to come out.
He is, I think. Well, I watched it with my fiance, and she noticed he didn't have an engagement ring or a wedding band or any of that on. So she's just like, oh, he's single? So maybe that's the dirt, because, you know, he's, like, old now and he's single. Yeah. So
that's suspicions. No, I'm talking about real fucking dirt. Like, he does cocaine or some shit.
I don't know. Anyway, so I watched that.
Did you guys see Mystery Science Theater?
No, I never liked this shit.
I never was a fan of it, really.
Weird. So. I tried to watch the first episode. It was just really weird.
Can't do it. Yeah. If I need commentary, I'll add my own.
What else I saw? I saw Emo Flash. It was stupid. I saw Felicity Ruins the World. That was stupid. And that's it.
Okay. All right.
That'll sum that up for now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I expected.
Yeah.
Corey, I know you saw some movies, right?
Did I?
Did you see movies? Or was it last week?
Oh, yeah. Corey, what did you saw say? S.H.I.E.L.D. Did everyone else see that?
Yeah, I watched. I'm caught up on S.H.I.E.L.D. Caught up on Attack on Titan and My Hero Academia. Oh.
I heard Attack on Titan just, like, doesn't stop. It just, like, starts off, like, fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a continuation of where they left off, and...
Yeah.
They left off on a pretty, like, big, like...
Yeah, thing. I know. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to probably watch Shokugeki first, and then My Hero, that's really and then I'll get into Attack on Titan.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely buffer those, you know? It's good to do that, because it's like, oh, man, I got to wait till Friday now. It's like every Friday...
Yep.
Not even Friday, I think, because it doesn't come to Hulu till like Saturday. But then I actually started watching Person of Interest.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, I always wanted to watch that show, and I was like, I never get around to it. And then since I was on Netflix, that just came up on my list, and I was like, oh, I'll just click on the first episode, and now I'm like hooked on it. So
I've been
watching like at least an episode a day. So it starts off kind of slow. More that case of the week type of thing, but probably.
Is that the one with the guy? Is that the one with the guy from Lost? I want to say.
Yeah, Lost and Jim Caviezel or something like that. The guy who played Jesus in Mel Gibson movie. Mm-hmm. But that's good.
Mel Gibson movie.
You know what? You know it.
Braveheart.
Yes, the other one though. And it's like I said, it's kind of like just a procedural thing, but then it gets. Kind of serial once you get through like seven or so episodes, and it's pretty interesting, and like it's very relevant to the times too, which this was kind of like post 9/11, like the government's watching you, all these cameras are on you, and we can like basically Big Brother's there and we're using that to solve crimes, but it feels relevant now with the things that are going on in the world.
It reminded me of Watch Dogs reminded me of it. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of idea.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's basically as far as I don't remember. Like, if you were referring to something, Jim,
maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You know, it's funny. It's like
time on it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was thinking, like, I thought you'd seen some movies.
I'm curious. So I was like, wait, what? You know more about what I've watched than I do?
Yeah, maybe
it'll come up later. So
I guess
tuned.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm mixing. Maybe I'm like mixing up time, like going to the past. I don't know. Anyways, you know I want to go slower when you do this, right, Tony?
I'll just clap then. I'm okay with this.
All right. Anyways, let's get to the movie news, and then we'll go into the summer preview. I want to kick it off with the news I almost missed, and it was because it was from last week, but shortly after our podcast, was Jeff Goldblum joins Jurassic World.
Yeah. Good.
Getting some of the... original faces in there. You know, you got that doctor guy who, you know, it's a small bit in the original film, but that was cool to see him last time. And,
and he goes full evil last time.
paid shit, probably. Fucking, dinosaurs here, and now...
It was funny, because in the first movie, it's just like, oh, he's just a scientist who, you know, he's doing his job. This one, he's just like full evil.
I don't know. I think that's great to bring him in. They're going to bring in some more older cast members, it sounds like, too.
I like that. I would like it to tie in more other than just, like, looking at the old merchandise lying around.
It's so far, like, even though it's in the same land, it's
what else
still
can they really
removed.
Tie in, though?
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. It's so, like, removed from that now. Like, that's how it was able to reboot itself, I think, successfully, because it got away from
That movie did really well, but, like, upon watching it again, it's not a good movie.
I didn't think it was that good the first time I saw it.
Oh, wow.
It was okay.
I haven't. You know what's funny? I picked it up.
I liked seeing it. It was worth a watch.
I haven't watched it since I picked it up. So I have it. I just haven't seen it since the theater.
I saw bits of it on TV again. I'm like, oh, this is dumb.
I might have to watch that now just to kind of confirm that. Yeah, I might have to take a look at it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd rewatch it right now.
I think it's worse than the first Jurassic Park, and I don't know.
Well,
I have to watch.
I mean, the first Jurassic Park is a classic, man.
I have to watch Lost World again to really compare it to those two. It's on that level, at least, or worse, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. Like, I remember not liking those movies, and I liked those in the theater. So I not saying it doesn't have a staying power, Mike, but on first watch, I know my feelings for this movie were a lot greater than Jurassic World and Jurassic Park.
I don't even remember Lost World. I don't remember it.
The Lost World was when they took the T-Rex to the city.
No, that's fine. Like, I'm just saying, like, my mind was just like, no, we're not.
I'm not sure I ever saw all of Lost World.
Also, actually, the book was good. The movie did nothing to, like, really follow
the story.
What the
fuck is a book?
It's the thing you open and you read has, like, these letters on it. You know,
it's what everything is.
They don't know these
things. I'll fix this. It's what everything is based off of and probably shouldn't be because there's just not enough content to tell in a two-hour film that you can get out of a 500-600.
Oh, that's one of those things that, like, G.R.R. Martin's writing, right?
No. That's a damn lie. You shut your mouth.
Sorry.
Writing interview questions.
I actually saw a girl at work today, or yesterday, at lunch reading, like, a book, and I was like, that's kind of weird. And I'm like, I don't know. It is kind of weird because, like, nobody reads at lunch. But I'm like, that's a familiar cover. And I'm like, I don't read books, so that's weird. And I look closer. It was Game of Thrones. I was like, interesting. And I was like, that's cool.
Prepare to be disappointed. It's not even disappointed in the story, except for the last two books have not been great.
I should have said something. I should have been like, you know what, you should just wait.
Yeah, honestly, just wait.
That's the thing that people say though. Like, and in the time you're like, what do you mean? I got like five books to read, and they're huge. And they're like, I'm never gonna. And you're like, well,
you could do a book a year and still be ahead of him.
Yep. If somebody was like, yeah, I'm thinking about reading Game of Thrones, I'd be like, nope, don't do it.
I do tell people that it's like you can watch the show and still get the gist of the book for like most of every season.
You know what's funny is I know somebody who watched the show first, right, and then went back like all of this show so far up until like past the books and started and went back to start reading the books, and they like, wow, if I didn't watch the show, I have no idea what was going on in the book. And I was like, wow, that's interesting, because like that's what people say the other way.
See, it's weird because, like, I watched season one and then I went through the books, but I kind of just jumped into book two. I didn't reread Game of Thrones. I just went right into whatever second one was. And I do say, I think, like, the seeing characters with faces and stuff like that definitely helped get it. Because, like, the names are just so awkward and out there.
So you always
just,
had those actors, like, is the faces for these names.
That's and if it didn't, like, I literally had, like, a Game of Thrones Wikipedia up, and I was just like, who's this fucking character? I'm like... It's like, there's no show version. I was like, fuck. And it's like, artist rendition. I was like, ugh, you're fucking ugly.
Yeah.
And then the show they wanted to cut.
What's pretty cool is they did a great job casting, though. And, like, everyone really fit their role pretty well. Like,
yeah, I feel like they did.
I was imagining these people being. Like, getting Sean Bean like in the original season was awesome. I was like, yes, this guy is who I would think Ned would be. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Cool. So the new, I don't want to piss you guys off a little more about this, but the new news that's been being reported is The Winds of Winter, which is the next book in the series, possibly released before season 8. We're going to season 7, by the way. Yeah. That'll end that conversation.
I'm sorry. Like, it's nearing the point where, like, would kind of encourage...
Didn't have
use
to
a force against him, like literally,
it's
like
still, wait,
chain
no,
him
so,
into his fucking
but
house.
Still not the same amount of weight yet that I had to wait for a day.
I don't care. I don't. I'm sorry, Jim. I don't care about how long you had to wait. I care about how long I have to wait.
Yeah, it's so, pretty sad that like
you know what the fam thieves need to hit this guy up and fucking steal his heart.
Steal his heart. Take his heart. Oh, he needs a fucking change of attitude. All right. What else do we have coming on here? Let's so we've got good news for Young Justice fans.
Good.
Yeah, the mixed good news.
I'd say more good than bad because we are
good. Sure. Yeah.
It's coming in 2018. This
it's good with a caveat.
It's also being like piggybacked with a Teen Titans live action.
Is this a paid subscription service though?
Gotten to the news yet? Don't jump ahead. Let me read the thing first. However, it's going to be streaming on WB's like exclusive service, subscription service. So it is.
So it's not a CW thing where like, here's our stuff and you can just watch it.
But you know what it's going to be now? Those CW shows are going to be pulled from Netflix and Hulu. I guarantee it.
They've already pulled.
Oh, really?
CW's that's gone.
Oh, some of them. Some of them are still there. Like, there are shows on Netflix still, but the main
I guess this is the problem, but there's a lot of everything's going app based, which is kind of what Apple predicted a long time ago, but it's not the way we want it because it's going to be thrown about amongst segmented different services. Yeah,
all these getting cable again. It's cable again.
Exactly, it is cable. No, it's not. All these publishers are dumb and think they have enough content to warrant an exclusive subscription.
What you want? Yes, you can subscribe to what you want.
But it's outrageous.
Yeah, except it's stupid. It's everything is separated, so then you're gonna have to buy everything like you buy like premium channels, pretty much.
You don't need, the idea behind
would you pay for this? Like, $1 a month. That's what I would pay. $1 a month.
I agree. They're gonna probably charge more? Like $8 a month. You know they're gonna charge like $8 a month. $6.
Fuck you. I will pirate that shit. I mean,
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I mean, and there's a chance this could be a free subscription service, but it's still a subscription based service. We'll see.
Really?
Maybe.
You said the F word, Jim.
Maybe in another year or two, it will end up on Netflix. Who knows?
But it's good news that Young Justice is coming back. And maybe they'll get, like...
Is it coming back if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there?
Maybe it's, like... Maybe... We don't know the details yet. Maybe it's, like, exclusive, timed exclusive, like Microsoft.
Yeah, where like I said, but maybe in a year it'll be on Netflix.
Now that they're hiding it behind their fucking WBDC bullshit, like... Like, who's going to watch this? I mean, the whole issue was that Cartoon Network fucked with, like, the episodes and stuff like that. Now they're just making another hard barrier to entry. Like, are they fucking this dumb? Like, when stuff comes out on Netflix, like, it does so well. Like, all the Marvel stuff, like, Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black, like, you know, House of Cards, all that shit. Well,
yeah, and great. The big thing here is Netflix was how they gauged the interest in this.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's why people wanted this back.
Exactly.
It being on Netflix, so why wouldn't you release it there?
Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
All right. Let's move on to more WB stuff. Ugh. Now, this is on here only because I find this extremely hard to believe that Warner Brothers is spending more money on Wonder Woman in advertising than they spent on Suicide Squad.
Bullshit.
When?
Like, has anybody seen anything for this? Yes. Like, I feel like there has hardly been any Wonder Woman.
The closest thing to advertising is, like, those like clickbaity things popping up on Facebook where it's just like,
did they have a
this
trailer?
Stuff like this.
I think they did.
Yeah, they did, but
I guess that's a lot of cost. Yeah.
So yeah, they sank it all into that.
That'll maybe put it ahead of Suicide
so
Squad.
Just when is this movie coming out again?
June.
Like in a month?
June, yeah. June is that 4th?
2 months?
June, early June, yeah.
Yeah, June 4th.
So in a little over a month.
Yeah.
And there's been, like, almost nothing, so we're going to get...
I see stuff pop up here and there. I just never watch it.
We're going to get 3 weeks of only Wonder Woman on TV. That's how they're going to have to do this, I guess. It'll be the only commercial on every channel.
Dude,
for 3 weeks.
It reminds me, as I was watching Star Wars Rebels Season 2, and, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, the entire commercial breaks in between that show were of... I think it was Rogue One at that point. Mm. It was like just Star Wars advertising.
Though,
it was
like, do you guys really remember a lot of Suicide Squad ads? Because I remember a lot of controversy talk and like people hating the Joker and blah, blah, blah. But I don't remember that being advertised.
I remember Harley Quinn up our ass everywhere.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of
trailers. That's what I remember.
I do remember seeing a lot of trailers. Yeah.
I don't remember seeing a lot of trailers or like marketing as much. No, I see a lot of like...
There was that whole lineup and then they had get one... video for each character like on YouTube released separately over and over. It's just like with that awful music and all that nonsense. It's like,
I think
the
music was good in the trailers.
I mean,
so.
The fact that Mike remembers this, you know, specifically means that yes, they advertised the fuck out of that movie. So I don't know. Like, I mean, that's pretty specific to remember that. And now we can't really remember the last time we saw a Wonder Woman trailer.
It was probably the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, I've seen one later.
Like three trailers that popped up on TV spots just recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen those yet, but
Skip through most commercials on TV now, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's not there. I mean, yeah, listen, that if the commercial's there, it's there, Mike. That's advertising. So if you skip through it, you skip through it. You know, I'm just saying they are spending it there.
But I mean, that's how I mean, like, maybe I missed some.
It's somewhere. I mean, the money's not just being pocketed.
It's,
so.
It's not like that, or it's not like Flash brought to you by Captain America Civil War, either. That was still one of my favorites. Oh, by the way, speaking of WB, this isn't on here, but you know that there's a rumor that Robert Zemeckis might be the director for the Flash movie?
Oh, I think he's off, actually. I read that it was not true. Like, well, they announced it was on there, and then he's not attached
to it. That's basically every director so far.
And no one wants to touch it, but that would be hilarious. It's like, oh, time travel.
These properties. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going to get into it. We'll go back to Wonder Woman shortly in our preview. Ghost Rider is returning to S.H.I.E.L.D. in the finale.
Good. Seems a little strange, considering what's going on, but we knew he would probably come back.
Yeah, it does seem a little strange.
Very popular character.
I wonder if he's going to be a helpful character, like, not in their universe, but, like, to get them out, maybe? I don't know.
Don't see how, but, okay. I still have so many problems with that premise right now. It's like, fake people have regrets erased. Like, what?
I wanted to see what the ratings were for that, actually. I forgot to look that up for last episode. But it has not been renewed yet. However, it is on the highly likely to be renewed list. So,
according to how you can, like, take that away and put in humans, which is an unknown entity, and not even have it connected to anything. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's still not going to be connected, no matter what, even if it's there. So,
no, I'm saying, like, you're just going to take away S.H.I.E.L.D., which is fine if you do that, but even like, but you're going to replace it with a show that's an unknown thing that has no connection to anything. That doesn't make sense to me. Even if S.H.I.E.L.D.'s still there and you bring this thing in, at least S.H.I.E.L.D. is there still. Like, and I understand they're not connected to each other, but whatever.
It's
silly to have
S.H.I.E.L.D.
universe.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of the mainstream ambassador for teaching us what Inhumans are, though, so yeah. I think it's still...
Plus, now we know he's behind the show, it's like, well, don't care for that guy. Same people that did Iron Fist is doing Inhumans.
They're still on the rise. They didn't go up, like... They went up a little percentage again, so... Each episode's getting more ratings, so that's good.
I mean,
still getting canceled?
No, it's constantly going up now. I doubt they cancel this thing. Like, that's probably why it's on the... Highly to be renewed, yeah. Because every week so far, it's gone up and up and up and up. So, anyways. That means their story's gotten better. I mean, that's the thing. So, let's see. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy news. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy in Infinity War. They're going to be a supporting cast.
Makes sense.
I think everybody's going to be supporting cast.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, who is this going to focus on? Like... There's so many characters. There can only be three, right?
It's just gonna be, oh look, Captain America died, and then everyone else will cry for the rest of the movie. You'll get like one shot of everyone else's face.
That's your prediction. In a montage. Dies in the third movie.
What? The third Avengers.
Infinity War. Yeah, that's. You think he's going to die?
It's him or Tony Stark, one of the two.
Yes, yes, I do, and I think he's got one foot out the door more than Robert Downey Jr. does now.
Yeah.
So, between the two of them, you think... Why do you think it would be Robert Downey Jr.? Just because he's older?
No. I don't feel like they want... Well, I don't know if it'll definitely be him either. I don't know...
If it's not one of those two, it's a cop-out. Or...
it'll make Civil War a tragedy, then.
It'll make Civil War have repercussions.
It'll finally bury the hatchet for the divided Avengers if he dies, I'm sure.
That's like unite them again.
Yeah.
Except everyone's going to leave because everyone's contract is expiring after part two.
Well, that's why they have all the new guys like Doctor Strange and Ant-Man. Guardians.
Black Panther.
Yep.
Captain Marvel.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll find
out. Also, Guardians 3 is going to take place after the Infinity Avengers 3 and 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing I heard about Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Apparently, this still hasn't happened when Civil War took place. Apparently, it's like 6 months after Guardians of the Galaxy 1, which would still be like a year or two ago, like real time, so to speak.
So it's a little...
I thought that was weird slash interesting.
Not sure how much what happens in Guardians matters until they actually go to Earth.
What they said actually when they were talking to some of the Guardians cast is that they're going to be supporting characters in this movie because they're also really just in their own universe as it is right now. I mean, they're in the Marvel universe, but they're kind of doing their own thing, and you know, they're
in
not
their own
really,
galaxy.
Yeah, they're not really part of this Earth thing, you know. So they're bringing them in. Obviously, makes sense to make them. I thought Star-Lord was going to have a bigger role. I really thought that Star-Lord was going to have a bigger role.
I think out of all the Guardians, will have the biggest role.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, all right, I'm assuming Robert Downey Jr. is no longer going to be a big, like, obviously we haven't had a new headline, Iron Man. What's his name with Steve Rogers, Captain America? Like, he doesn't want to do this anymore. Even, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Evans, right.
Even Chris Hemsworth doesn't really express a lot of interest in continuing Thor. Like, they're losing all their, like, leading men, you know? So somebody's got to step up.
Yeah, I get you. All right. Well, let's move on to the last bit of news is Glass has been announced from M. Night Shyamalan coming the sequel to Unbreakable.
Yeah. Unbreakable Glass?
Unbreakable Glass, yes. Unbreakable 2. It's going to be called Glass, coming next year, I think, or 2019. Early 2019, January 2019.
I heard his new movie was pretty good.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of spoilery to talk about how this kind of came to be a little bit.
I'm not talking about how it came to be.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying it's kind of spoilery, though, that like you can't really talk about it because if people haven't seen other things, then it's like, oh, well. It's cool. Uh-huh. It's coming, though. But it's M. Night Shyamalan's an interesting guy. And I don't know. He's on the rise, but I have a feeling this movie's going to suck. So that's my feeling.
Because he's on the rise. He's going to disappoint everybody. So.
Yep.
I do want to see that other movie.
Like you said, Tony, it's supposed to be good.
Really
Tim
cool.
said he liked it, so.
His new one was really cool. I thought it was awesome. It was dark. It was a lot, like, I mean, it's good, though. It's, like, more classic M. Night. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of, like, more...
I don't know. I feel like I've never... Unbreakable was really good. I liked it. It's probably my favorite movie he's done, but...
Sixth Sense was very good, too, but it had the same... I'm saying this movie...
That movie
Split
was spoiled for me by Craig Kilborn. That fucking guy had a segment on his show... Time to spoil a movie.
I'm just saying Split felt a lot like Sixth Sense to me. Like, it really had that original, like, feel, the freshness from him. Like, it
I don't know. The
like,
guy like, ruined Avatar, The Last Airbender. I really have no love for him anymore.
Yeah.
He still wants to make more of those movies, which...
He has ruined Avatar. We'll never see another Avatar movie thanks to him. All right, let's get into movie previews. The summer movie.
Right.
Let me get this open because I had it closed. Of course, I opened up like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. rating and reopened this again. So opening this week obviously kicks us off in the summer. Well, depending on who you talk to. But the summer kicks off with...
Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy. We're going to go see it Thursday. Corey and I are. I don't know about you guys, but... So. Getting okay reviews, actually. 85%.
Not until later.
Certified fresh.
Yep.
Certified.
So. Which of course means only 15% thought it was shit.
So far. I think more reviews come out as the movie hits the theaters, so we'll see. But
Guardians?
Yeah, Guardians.
How do you think it opens?
Upwards of 120.
It's tracking higher than Ultron did right now.
What? You're thinking 200?
No.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking like in the 150 range at the...
It's already opened overseas worldwide. Beat Age of Ultron overseas opening. It did 100 million already opening. And it only opened in like half the markets. And it's not opened in China. It's not opened in North America. It's not opened in Germany. It's not opened in like the big markets right now. Hmm. So it opened to 100 million, which is...
Well, what did Civil War do?
I don't know. I don't have that stat,
man.
I thought it did 200.
No? Didn't do 200.
No,
180. I think 180.
I remember losing a bet. So.
180, 190. It was kind of close.
It was.
It was like 180. It was like 179 or 180.
Does Guardians beat that, though?
No. It doesn't.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it will. I'll be shocked.
I expect it like 120, 130, to be honest.
I can see... Did you see what's in the theaters, Mike?
There's nothing.
Exactly. This could do 160. I think it could do 160. I mean, I'm not, I don't think I'm crazy thinking this, right?
I'll say 150.
I don't want too much Guardians to... I don't want too much downtime here. Box office prediction. It's so far grossed 106 worldwide.
Opened at basically 180, yes. 179.
See, this? It's saying Guardians versus Avengers Volume 2, it could top Age of Ultron on box office blast. That doesn't mean opening weekend, but it does mean total.
Yeah, well.
Ultron didn't have the legs.
Yeah. So they're saying, wow. They're even saying opening weekend. It's a lock right now for 150 to 170. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
A lock. So my 160
people
is accurate.
People love the Guardians. I mean, like, even non-Marvel fans feel like Guardians is a movie that they can go see.
The fact that this movie is
bunch
just
of Chris
fun,
Pratt fans.
The fact that this movie is just a fun movie enhances the fact that it's going to get watched by a lot of
and
people.
I think like a lot that was refreshing for a lot of people who aren't following the Marvel films to kind of watch a movie that doesn't tie so much into the universe, where you're like, wait, am I missing something? Because I'm watching something and all these things are happening, but I don't understand them because you had to watch this movie, you had to watch that movie, or you need to know what's coming up. These movies kind of stay outside of that, which I think helps it.
Knowing what that's projected for and what it did worldwide, I'll go 175.
Right. Jesus. That's a lot.
I was saying 160, so I'll increase it by 15 million.
And I started low with 120, with like, is it higher than that? And like, it's definitely getting higher than that, sounds like, so.
I'll stick with 150.
Yeah, they're saying it's like a locked. We'll see. Mike?
I'll go under.
Under 120?
Just under you guys.
149.
$1.
Yeah. I'll take the under, yeah. Right, that's right.
Damn Price is Right bastard.
Yeah, I'll go with 160 then. We'll get every...
Everybody's at least... Mike, you have a chance then. You do have a shot. So... all right, upcoming movies coming out the rest of the rest of this month. I'm going to skip through a few because there's stuff that we just don't care about.
Don't want to see The Drowning?
I don't want to really care about King Arthur.
Yeah, neither do I. That's going to
it's a Guy Ritchie
hard.
Film. Like, the guy's made actually, a couple good movies.
The screenings were very highly rated, but it's anyways, opening May 19th.
A movie that had no fucking... marketing King Arthur.
I've seen commercials for King Arthur recently. I have not for Wonder Woman.
I've seen nothing for that movie.
We're not talking about King Arthur. Moving on to May 19th.
What?
We're going to talk about Alien Covenant, goddammit.
Hells yeah.
That movie I think is going to do very well for an R-rated movie. So that's opening
excited. Finally, Corey, it's obviously. Alien. I mean, it's not fucking
Is everybody here seeing this?
No. I have no interest in that.
Oh wow, I'm going to see it. I'm probably more of a closet alien. I'm not like a foamer like Corey is, but I really do like those movies. I appreciate the 1, 2, and that's about it. I can't say I appreciate anything else after that, but the 1 and 2 are good.
I've seen them all. Just obviously 1 and 2 are very highly rated above the rest, and like I don't mind the other ones. It's just. It kind of ruined some of the characters that you fell in love with and too, so.
We have an interesting face-off at the end of the month. We have Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Baywatch?
Versus Johnny Depp.
Pirates.
Pirates?
Yeah. Baywatch. No, he's in Baywatch.
The Rock's in Baywatch.
Oh, I forgot Depp's that was even Pirates. Fucking coming face-off. Out.
Yeah, Baywatch, I feel like, is being sent to die here. Not that,
absolutely.
Like...
Nobody fucking gives a shit about it.
Not like Pirates is going to be a shell of itself, but it's still
going to kill
Baywatch.
I see Baywatch as a 21 Jump Street style movie here.
Guys, we're underestimating. Now, we talk about how an actor can't pull a crowd anymore, but I do think The Rock does.
He saves old franchises. This is a reboot, and he's just shoved in there. It's not good. It's not going to be good.
We'll see. I mean,
it may not be good. It's still my bank in the opening weekend.
Don't forget
though.
Also that Pirates of the
so compared to Pirates,
it's not the same strength as it used to be. Because I have still
it's
never.
It's not, but it's still PG-13.
I mean, can Pirates so even make 100
Baywatch
million?
With Zac Efron and The Rock?
I think
get the fuck out of here.
I don't think it does.
Not with Rock opening up right next to it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to take a little more than you guys think.
What do you say? 100 for Pirates or not? Is that what you
were wondering? Opening weekend?
Pirate, yeah.
I don't think it makes 100 opening weekend. Pirates?
I know they're shooting for that, but I don't think
so. I think it will.
All right, we'll see.
I mean,
we'll have to revisit this that weekend.
And, not much more.
We'll definitely talk about it, but. All right, Wonder Woman opening June 2nd. Did you guys know that movie is coming out this year?
That was June 2nd. I was right.
I seriously thought this was coming out in, like, September or something.
It's opening up against Captain Underpants. Does Captain Underpants beat this?
Yeah.
I guess
I read that book.
Yeah. See, it's some, like, really, like...
Like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, right?
Popular book, yeah.
It's like, a really short book for, like, kids around, like, 10 years old.
Preteen.
Yeah. It's a little funny thing. It's old, like, 20 years
ago. Now, does Wonder Woman... make $100 million.
I already said I'm not predicting anything for that movie. I have no idea what it's going to do.
I
it could
see
be
around,
like, nothing or a huge. I really don't know.
I think it does between 60 and 80.
If it gets 80, I think that's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to flop.
If this doesn't do 100, it's fucking failure.
I'm not saying that
if they're spending
more
than
saying,
Suicide
like,
Squad on advertising,
just
it is.
State of affairs, we are discussing Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at Ultron $200 million pace, and we're here. Can it get $200 million for Wonder Woman?
Right, we're like, not talking about what people want it to make.
Again,
we're talking about reality here. And reality says no.
No, I'm saying if Wonder Woman doesn't make $100 million opening weekend in the U.S., they're fucked. Like, Warner Brothers should really be like, what the fuck are we doing with ourselves right now?
The thing about Wonder Woman is, though, when was the last time we ever had a female-led superhero movie that did well?
I don't think that matters, though.
It does, though. That's Why? Their problem. Because they have History. A ceiling because of that. That
I think they have a ceiling on their own. A ceiling because of the quality of their movies.
No, but...
I think that's a bigger...
So you're saying there's two strikes against them, Mike. That's all you're saying.
I think, Mike, I honestly, like, listen, I didn't hate those other movies, obviously. Like, no, I'm not in Tony's camp here on that. They're not great movies. I would admit that 100%. Didn't hate them, though. However, I do feel that if this movie comes out and is on the lower half, like, it can be getting mixed, but we're talking, like, there's obviously a downward trending. We'll go downward trending, a term you love. If this is on the lower half of reviews, I think it's, like, abandoned ship time.
Well, they're starting to film Aquaman next week or something.
They're not abandoning anything. Again, their last thing they came out with was Suicide Squad, which was a commercial success.
Yes. So yes.
They're going to keep trucking through at least through whatever they have planned so far.
All right. We'll see. The Mummy's opening June 9th. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I like Tom Cruise movies for the most part.
Anybody? I'll see that.
All those recent movies I've enjoyed a lot. You know, Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, and
my summer movies Thursday nights aren't going to work, Corey, for me, by the way. So we'll have to figure out one. But I have the Thursday night bowling now. So
what?
Summer Cars 3 opens June 16th.
Hell yeah, Cars!
Going to do gangbusters. I'm sure it's going to do.
I like Cars. I mean, I like the first Cars. The second Cars was not so great. I think it's a pretty interesting series. I just don't know why they make three of them when they have, like...
Like, this was
their cash cow. That's, like, easy, low-hanging fruit money.
June, just the
toys and shit.
The merchandise. Yeah, exactly. That's the merchandise. It's fucking...
Yeah, I mean, just, like, June could be pretty huge. I just mentioned, like, you have Cars, and then you have, you know, we have Transformers still that month, too, which... May or may not be a good movie either way. You know it's going to do money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, that opens June 23rd. I mean, it's going to be a big month. So,
I
don't know.
That's good. Not everybody can be winners. I'm saying Wonder Woman is going to be a flop. Flip,
all right.
Flop.
Finally, that month is Despicable Me.
There's a new one of that coming out?
Yeah. I don't know if that's got the same hype.
Despicable Me 3. Wow.
I don't think that has the same hype.
No.
So... All right, July. Spider-Man Homecoming kicking us off July 7th.
Okay. Where does that land? 150? I think it's got to be 150.
See, it's going to do okay, but I do think it'll do less than Guardians.
Yeah, I think it's off of... Yeah, I think that's
awesome.
That's a possibility. Like, you're right. However, I think if Guardians does like 180, I could see this doing 165.
But Guardians does 150.
Spider-Man 3 did like 150, right? So I mean, this is
gotta be. I think a lot of it is going to depend on word of mouth, like early yeah. reviews.
But, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. being in this as Iron Man is going to draw people.
It does. Right, exactly.
And I think that it gets helped if Guardians does really well.
Yeah.
And then if Guardians does poorly, like let's say Guardians does 150.
Does it matter what it does or what it's received as more, though? Because now this is sort of like building.
I think it would help if it was a good movie. Like if it's not reviewed well, it's not going to do the numbers. Like it's going to be a Batman versus Superman drop off. You know, that's what it'll be. But I think if it's reviewed well, it'll do a shit ton of money.
Everyone that saw Captain Civil War maybe single-handedly
save Sony Pictures, which is in dire straits.
If leading up to this movie, the reviews are like glowing, exactly like they were for like Civil War or you know the first Avenger, something like that. It's going to do bang. Like, people are going to be like, if they just come out and say, this is the best Spider-Man ever portrayed on film.
It's coming out on one of the best weekends, too. Like,
exactly. Or, it's going to be bang. As long as those things happen, I can see it outdoing Guardians of the Galaxy 2 opening. If those things happen. If the reviews are like, kind of wish-washy, no, I don't think so.
I don't see that happening, but I don't see the reviews being wish-washy.
I say if Guardians does 150, this beats Guardians no matter what.
Okay.
So, War for the Planet of the Apes, July 14th. Another big movie, Dunkirk, July 21st.
Dunkirk is a weird one. Cause...
The fuck is that? I think you guys are just making up movies.
Dunkirk was like... Dunkirk is like supposed to be... it's not supposed to be like a big war film, but that's what it is. So I don't get it. I don't really see it. It's Christopher Nolan.
There is a movie that I have to mention right now before the Emoji Movie. Sony's Big Bang Movie is coming July 21st.
Like, dude, Patrick Stewart's voice in it, something like
that. Yeah, he's going to be Poop. He's going to be the Poop, emoji.
There's a fucking Emoji Movie?
Tony, this is what Sony Pictures is basing their future off of, that movie. Like, their budgets are based off of the Emoji.
I don't know if you guys saw when I posted about Sony's financials. The Sony movie division lost 180. I think it was 100. No, 780.
$719 million.
Yeah. 700. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I had it on the news originally. I took it off.
So over $700 million lost. Like that. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? What the fuck are you guys doing?
It's burning cash.
And that's why they made. That's why they made this Marvel deal.
Yeah. I mean, we can thank them. Thank you,
Marvel.
Sony
pretty much like looked out at them and was like, well, it ain't gonna suck itself.
It's Marvel's new slogan.
Do we expect the Emoji Movie to do well? I mean, I would.
Did Angry Birds do? What did Angry Birds do?
Not well enough.
I consider it to be the same type of thing. So
I mean, it might make its money back.
Angry Birds at least has a brand name associated with it. Emoji. Like, dude, do you want to go see that Emoji Movie? What the fuck is a movie on emojis going to be about? Like, tell me anything about the plot right now without looking it up.
See, here's what I see. If Patrick Stewart is going to voice a character in this film and be Poop, then at least it's got to have some kind of story kind of thing. But as far as plot, who knows? Like,
if they paid him, he'll fucking do anything, man.
All right.
He said to them, well, it ain't going to suck itself. Right. They're like, all right, you're just like $50 million to voice stupid Poop emoji.
Final move. Let's move off of the Poop.
literally and figuratively, let's move off of the Poop.
The final movie of the summer, August 4th, Dark Tower. Yeah. Idris Elba.
Look, it's Dark Tower.
Idris
Holy
Elba!
Shit, man! King? Dark Tower series?
Never.
It's like one of the best
books. He doesn't know what books are. We just said this earlier.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The Dark Tower, man. It's like Stephen King's could be one of his most
Magnus Opa, I guess. That's his Song of Ice and Fire.
His one of his favorite series that he wrote too.
Cool.
I'm excited for it. I just don't know how it's gonna look. Trailer's hitting tomorrow, so
yes, it is. We'll go tomorrow.
You see the teaser for it?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna watch the trailer. I will watch the trailer tomorrow. So.
It's kind of. I felt like very. You know those Resident Evil slow mo sequences where like they're doing stupid stuff with weapons. It kind of has like that motion where
I don't like the sound of this.
Stupid stuff Roland, with weapons.
Like there's like bullets falling down, and Roland just like poops his gun and loads it, and then shoots like that.
Like Max Payne.
Almost. But I mean, like, the bullets are in the air, and he just, like, whips his gun so it, like, loads it. And it's in slow motion.
He's like, oh, no. Oh, God.
And
no.
I was like, oh, this is not looking good. It reminds me of those, like, really crappy, like, Resident Evil moments.
Oh, man. That's the worst news I've heard in a long time.
So it wasn't very promising.
And we just talked about poop emoji.
I know. There is a movie I wanted to mention. I don't know when it's coming out, but Atomic Blonde, that looked pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it's
Jim skipped that. It was like right next to one of them.
Yeah, I was trying to get through the movies. Which one was that?
One of the guys that did the John Wick film, except it's now with a woman. So it's
July 28th.
So. It looks pretty interesting for that style movie.
You got stuck on the emoji movies, what happened, so.
All right.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap up this. That's the summer preview. So I will wrap up the MovieCast episode, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Tune into the GamesCast coming up. We've got some Switch news.
That's about it.
No, we've got some good stuff. We've got some good stuff on there, trust me. I've got some other news. Tune into that. Next week, we will be discussing a top 5 list. So tune into that, too, in the movies. We're going to start throwing some lists in on occasion for those listening and viewing. You guys can get some of our top 5 whatever movies, and then we'll do the same thing for games on occasion, too. So trying to switch it up a little bit on you. Tune in there. Tune in next week. Thanks for watching and listening, and write us podcast at alliangeek.net for your comments, for your opinions of what you think. We'll read them on the air. I don't think we've said that in a while, so feel free to write in. I have no problem reading a letter on the air as long as it's not filled with profanity, I guess. Feel free to write us. Follow us on Twitter, All You Can Geek. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And thanks.